online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a County Fermanagh construction firm has been returned for trial in the Circuit Court for alleged failure to ensure the health, welfare and safety of its employees. It follows the death of an employee in Gwydor in 2018. The Northern Ireland Secretary has admitted planned new Brexit legislation does breach international law. Meanwhile, a former UK Prime Minister says she's concerned about how Britain will be thought about internationally. Parents are responding to advice to get their children checked quickly if they're ill. We'll hear from a Stranorder GP, Dr. Dennis McCauley. Pubs are set to reopen on September 21st. We'll hear a special report. And later in the bulletin, at around 5:15, we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. But we begin with the Dunloe District Court hearing today, where a County Fermanagh construction firm was returned for circuit court trial for alleged failure to ensure the health, welfare and safety of its employees at a construction site in Gwydor. It allegedly resulted in the death of one of its employees. A hearing at Dunloe District Court today heard a total of 7 charges are covered in the book of evidence served on Michael O'Rourke, the solicitor for Dean Public Works Limited of Irvinstown in County Fermanagh. With more, here's Owen Murphy.
The company is charged that on January the 15th, 2018 at Hydro Racebridge in Gwydor, that it failed to ensure the health and safety of its employees by failing to access and install pontoons properly in the water. In particular, there was no fence or rail guard surrounding the edge of the pontoons, is claimed. The court was told that company employee Ian Smith fell into the water and subsequently died. The company is also charged with failing to identify hazards with the installations and having no suitable rescue equipment in place. Inspector Seamus McGonagall told the court that the DPP had consented for a return for trial for the company to the next sitting of Letterkenny Circuit Court on October the 27th on all 7 charges before the court. Judge Paul Kelly returned the matter for trial to Letterkenny Circuit Court.
The Northern Ireland Secretary has admitted new planned Brexit legislation does breach international law. The British government says it's necessary to ensure that Northern Ireland isn't treated differently to Britain. But there are concerns it'll change the withdrawal agreement, in particularly the measures to avoid a hard border. Former UK Prime Minister Theresa May told the Houses of Parliament today she's worried about how Britain will be thought of globally.
How can the government reassure future international partners that the UK can be trusted to abide by the legal obligations of the agreements it signs?
Parents are responding to advice to get their children checked quickly if they're ill. There's been a surge in the numbers of children being assessed for COVID-19, according to doctors. Each GP is seeing between 5 and 10 patients with respiratory issues in recent days, according to the Irish Medical Organisation. Stranorder GP Dr. Dennis McCauley is chair of the IMO's GP committee. He says this was expected as schools reopened.
Normally in an average year, you would the general information would be if your child has a viral illness to wait a few days before contacting the GP, whereas now it is the opposite. We're trying to get these people assessed and give them health information at a much earlier stage. So the surge would be expected. I think each GP is seeing between 5 and 10 patients, children with respiratory illnesses in the last few days.
All pubs are set to reopen on September 21st, despite warnings of fresh restrictions possibly being needed in Dublin and Limerick. Cabinet ministers approved the move this morning after it was recommended by the National Public Health Emergency Team. Sean Defoe has more.
After months of keeping the doors shut, all pubs will be allowed to reopen in 2 weeks' time. Many of the same rules that are there for pubs serving food will also apply, like table service, taking details for contact tracing and no queuing for the bar. The National Public Health Emergency Team has backed the move, according to Minister Simon Harris.
What we're not proposing to do on the 21st of September is reopen pubs, packed bars, you know, crowded places. We're talking about allowing a pub reopen with table service and not having to serve chicken goujons to justify it.
They will be allowed to open subject to any localised restrictions in place. At the same time, there's been a stark warning about the spread of COVID-19 in Dublin and Limerick. Some government sources have said the situation is on a knife edge in those two counties and that more restrictions may be needed. Ministers will meet again later in the week to decide what to do and whether to extend the current nationwide restrictions, which are due to expire on Sunday.
The Vintners Federation of Ireland is urging the government to ensure that nothing is put in the way of this being implemented and that they can open as they wish to do so. Meanwhile, it's been claimed an estimated 5,500 jobs are still at risk in the hospitality sector in Donegal. The latest survey from the Irish Hotels Federation shows enormous challenges facing hotels and guest houses in the county and across the country as demand continues to plummet. They say bookings for September-October have plunged, with average room occupancy levels of 33% in the border region. Paul Diver is chair of the IHF's Donegal branch. He says the government must work more closely with the sector to ensure that livelihoods are protected.
All hotels are adhering to all of the legislation, but here in Donegal, you know, from now on would have been a very busy wedding period. We're not allowed to do weddings. The most we can have for a wedding is 50 people, and it must be cleared out of the ballroom by 11:30. You know, so we're saying that weddings should be judged on the size of the hotel. You know, there's hotels that have the ballroom that could hold 500 people and others that could hold 50. And, you know, as we say, the maximum that we're allowed to do is 50, which is absolutely crazy in our view. And the stark reality is that's going to cost jobs over the next couple of weeks unless the government does something about it.
One of the key points that this survey has found is a lack of consultation with the industry. It remains a huge challenge. Is that something that you would like to see addressed going forward for the government to speak more to hoteliers?
Yeah, that's it. That's very frustrating. Prior to this, the government discussed things with Fáilte Ireland and the Hotels Federation, and they came to a compromise and came to workable situations. What they've done for the last couple of months is just announce restrictions and then talk about it later. The restrictions don't make absolutely no sense. You know, they announced last Friday that pubs and restaurants have to take a record of what people eat and what time they eat. That makes absolutely no sense, and it doesn't help anything with regard to safety. So, you know, we'd be calling on the government, consult us, talk to us, and we'll try and work together.
Paul Diver there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Revenue has published its latest list of tax defaulters. It shows settlements worth almost €8.5 million made between April and June. There's one Donegal settlement included. Micad Security of Bonagie Letterkenny, which is now in liquidation, faced a total bill of almost €384,000 in respect of under declaration of PAYE, PRSI, USC and VAT. As of June 30th, just over €302,000 remained unpaid. There's more details and a link to the full revenue document on our website, highlandradio.com. 18 of the cases revealed today were for amounts over €100,000. 3 exceeded €1 million. Gardaí have reissued an appeal for witnesses to a traffic collision involving two cars a week ago today at approximately 9:30 on Tuesday night last. Gardaí and emergency services were called to the scene of the fatal crash near Creasla. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
A passenger in one of the cars, a 19-year-old male, was sadly pronounced dead at the scene a short time later. The driver and a second passenger in the car, both male and in their 20s, were removed by ambulance to Letterkenny University Hospital with serious injuries. The driver of the second car, a man in his late 50s, was also taken to hospital with serious injuries. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to come forward. They are also appealing to road users with camera footage, including dash cam, from along the route around that time to make it available to them. Anyone with information is asked to contact Milford Garda Station.
Mairead McGuinness has been confirmed as Ireland's new EU Commissioner. The MEP and Vice President of the European Parliament will replace Phil Hogan, who stood down following the Gulfgate controversy. The appointment was confirmed today by Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Ireland has lost the key trade portfolio. Mairead McGuinness will take responsibility for financial services. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says that is still a hugely significant role for Ireland to secure. A row broke out in the Dáil this afternoon over whether TDs should still use the Convention Centre for some of their sitting days. This week, the Dáil will meet twice in Leinster House before moving to the Convention Centre on Thursday. So far, they haven't found a way to allow all 160 TDs vote in Leinster House while social distancing, so all votes are postponed to one day in the week. However, Sinn Féin TD Matt Carthy says it's a ridiculous situation when many other people are sitting close together in work settings.
Today, the government produced guidelines that will allow more people to sit in the Dáil bar than can sit in the Dáil chamber. It is a crazy situation that needs to end, and I would call on the business committee to reconvene and come up with a workable solution that allows us to do our business in this house.
Gardaí are investigating an assault in Letterkenny. The incident happened on Oliver Plunkett Road on Thursday last. With more detail, here's Catherine Gaffney.
Just before 2:30 in the afternoon, a male was assaulted by two other males. He was wrestled to the ground by one of them and then received blows to the head from the other. One of the males was wearing a navy and white hoodie, navy tracksuit bottoms with white stripes down the leg, and black and white trainers. The second male was wearing a black and red jacket, dark bottoms, and white trainers. They then left the area on foot in the direction of Main Street. The male concerned sustained a cut to his face as a result of the attack. Anyone who may have witnessed this incident or who can offer any information in relation to it are being urged to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny.
An investigation is continuing following an early morning burglary in Letterkenny. It happened between 4:30 this morning. One occupant of the house in Sylvan Park was in bed when they heard someone coming up the stairs. Nothing was taken from the house, but a number of drawers had been opened and checked through. The front door of the house had been left unlocked. Garda Claire Rafferty is urging homeowners to take proper safety precautions. She spoke today on the 9 till noon show.
So Gardaí in Letterkenny here are appealing for witnesses. It was between the hours of 4 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. this morning at Sylvan Park. He actually thought it may have been his housemate, but it wasn't until his housemate arrived home a while later that he realised that it had been someone else, and they then discovered that a number of drawers had been opened and checked through in his housemate's bedroom. Now, thankfully, nothing was taken from the house, but it's still quite alarming, so... The front door of the house had been left unlocked, so it's something we'd like to remind people to do. Just take relevant security precautions at their home at all times, but especially before going to bed. Check around the house and ensure it's secure. Look, it's something that happens easily, but we'd like to remind people just to double check.
There are plans for a town centre regeneration project in Carndonagh. Donegal County Council and Spree August Sport will be coordinating the project, which they say will address both physical and social regeneration targets in the Carndonagh area. A public consultation event has been organised for this coming Thursday, at which the proposed plans will be on display at Spree August Sport. Local councillor Martin McDermott says it's important that people attend and make their views known.
We're just looking for as many people from the general public to come and see what's going to happen. Get their opinions, get their to see what they think of what the proposals are for the town. I think it's important that people do engage now on Thursday. Now, you have to book prior to appointment because of the COVID regulations, that only a certain number of people can be on at a given time. So you have to register to be there and to get in, you'll be given a time to attend. But I think it's very, very important for Carndonagh. It's a major step. It's a major opportunity for the town. It's a major opportunity here for North Innishowen to get a very, very big project here in Carndonagh.
One of the key aims of the project is to repurpose vacant or derelict buildings. I'm sure from your perspective and the council's perspective, they'd be eager to get in touch with maybe people who own these derelict buildings within the town centre to see what plans they have for them, or even if, you know, they're willing to sell it on.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole idea of the rural regeneration program. And I suppose I've been critical of the program up to date that it hasn't, you know, been. We haven't here, especially in the Shone, over the last number of years to get a chance to get a decent project and get to be part of that. And I think now is the opportunity. We have a great opportunity in Cairn to do that. And I think that, you know, as you say, the properties that are derelict at the minute within the town that are sort of stand out when you're driving through the town, those type of properties are a great opportunity now for this scheme.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past 5 o'clock, and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with cycling, and Sam Bennett has claimed his first stage victory at the Tour de France. The Carrick and Suir rider won today's 10th stage in a sprint into Saint-Martin-de-Ré. His victory is enough to wrestle a sprinter's green jersey away from Peter Sagan. Primoz Roglic, he retains the overall leader's yellow jersey. Bennett is just the sixth Irish rider to claim a Tour de France stage victory. He found the enormity of his achievement difficult to process.
Yeah, just you dream of it and you never think it'll happen, and it does, and it did, and I don't know, it's just It took me a while for it to hit me, and oh man.
Yeah, Sam Bennett overcome by his stage victory today. Moving on to soccer, and the Knockalla Caravan Cups final has been played tonight. Letterkenny Rovers are in their second final in 2 weeks. They're up against Derry City Reserves tonight. The game kicks off at 7:30 in McGinn Park in Buncrana. Elsewhere, Vera Pau has trimmed her Republic of Ireland squad down to 23 for their Euro qualifier away to Germany. Uncapped duo Ali Murphy and Ellen Malloy are retained, but Stephanie Roach is among those dropped. Ireland sit top of Group I ahead of Saturday week's game in Essen. In other news, European clubs could miss out, or will miss out, on €575 million because of rebates owed to Champions League and Europa League broadcasters. European Club Association Chairman Andrei Agnelli also told the organisation's General Assembly that COVID-19 is going to have a major impact. The final stages of both European competitions were played over single legs and neutral venues to get them completed. And following the turmoil surrounding Phil Foden and Mason Greenwood, England, they return to Nations League action tonight. They're in Copenhagen to play Denmark. Leeds' Calvin Phillips is expected to make his debut. And elsewhere, there's a repeat of the 2018 World Cup final with France hosting Croatia. And meanwhile, Mason Greenwood, he has apologised after breaching those coronavirus rules while on international duty with England. The Manchester United forward, along with Manchester City's Phil Foden, left the team's secure bubble to meet women in their hotel in Iceland. Greenwood says he'll learn from the experience and that he regrets breaking the trust manager Gareth Southgate placed in him. And a small number of supporters will be allowed into two Scottish Premiership games this weekend. Around 300 home fans can watch Celtic's match at Ross County and Aberdeen versus Kilmarnock and test events on Saturday. In Gaelic games, the Donegal CCC have confirmed the semi-final fixtures in the Donegal Senior and Intermediate Football Championships, which are to take place this coming weekend. Kilcare, they play Gwydor at 5:30 on Saturday at the 12th of September in O'Donnell Park, and McCool Park will host the other senior semi-final between Naoimh Connell and St Dunan's. That's at 4 o'clock the following day, Sunday the 13th of September. The relegation playoff between Milford and Termon is fixed for 2 o'clock on Saturday in O'Donnell Park, and the two semi-finals in the Intermediate Championship will both be played at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Buncrana against Clonmacnoise, they face off at O'Donnell Park, while Éirigh, they play Naoimh Columba in Fintra. And there's some news on the AFL front. Conor McKenna has to quit Australian rules football and return to Ireland. The Tyrone native has been playing for Essendon since 2015. In rugby, there's concerns over Conor Murray's fitness with the resumption of the Six Nations just over 6 weeks away. Munster say the scrum half has been sent for a scan on a thigh strain. Elsewhere, John Klein, he'll resume training this week following a neck injury, while the provinces say RG Snyman's ACL injury or surgery went well and he'll begin his rehab programme. And in other news, Andrew Brace, he'll take charge of Saturday's Pro 14 final. He refereed Leinster's semi-final win over Munster on Friday. In tennis, the US Open quarterfinals get underway at Flushing Meadows this evening. Perhaps the pick of the ties sees 2018 champion Naomi Osaka. She faces Shelby Rogers. First up on the Arthur Ashe court is Yelena Pocena. She's up against Jennifer Brady. And after benefiting from Novak Djokovic default, Pablo Carreño Busta, he goes up against Denis Shapovalov. And fifth seed Alexander Zverev, he plays Borna Koric. And finally, Novak Djokovic, he's asked his fans not to abuse the line judge he hit with a ball at the US Open. The world number one was disqualified from the tournament after he accidentally struck Laura Clark with a ball when he hit it in frustration. Clark has been targeted by Djokovic's angry fans online, who accused her of exaggerating her reaction. Well, that's all the sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. The North's infrastructure minister has given assurances that the A5 remains a top priority. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossland says he's had an in-depth conversation with Minister Nicola Mallon about the A5. He says he was happy with the commitments that he was given.
We've been waiting for the commissioner's report from the public inquiry on the minister's desk just yesterday. So this is a positive step forward, and I've no doubt will help in progressing the A5 as hopefully it's great news.
And when can we realistically see, you know, significant progress with the project? We know it's been really a decade in the making here.
Yes, well, the Minister has made another significant statement in that it is possible that two phases of the three will go ahead together. This is the first time that such a commitment has been made by any minister, and all parties, including Sinn Féin, the DUP and the UP, have had this minister for a significant period of time. Nicola, in her 9 months as minister, has done quite a lot to progress this project and has now put on the real prospect on the table that two phases of this very important infrastructure investment will go ahead together.
And that was Daniel McCrossan. Two men are wanted in connection with a bogus caller incident in Lifford. They took a substantial amount of cash from an elderly man in exchange for tarring his driveway. There was genuine work being carried out on roads in the area around that time, and the two males in question gave the impression that they were involved with that work. The work they carried out was described as substandard. It happened last Thursday between 2 and 3pm. Garda Claire Rafferty has this appeal.
They actually did a small amount of work on the driveway, but that could only be described as substandard. We're appealing to anyone who was in the Roskier area that day, September 3rd, between 2pm and 3pm, and who witnessed these men in the area or their mode of transport or anyone who was in the area who had dash cam who may have captured these men to contact Gardaí and Letterkenny. Well, we would tell everyone to tell the caller that you never employ any tradespeople cold calling to your door. Ask them for a sales brochure or other documentation that can subsequently investigate and verify if it is credible. And on this documentation, it should have a contact telephone number, known address and a VAT registered number as well. We'd also ask people to be particularly careful when sales documentation only displays mobile contact numbers or incomplete addresses.
The school transport hub has reopened. Parents unable to get school bus tickets for their children due to a system failure last month are being urged to access the portal and reapply. A review of all school bus routes is now underway following the implementation of new social distancing guidelines. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says a number of families have been successful in getting tickets since the portal opened last night.
I was contacting a good number of parents last night and they have confirmed that they have tickets now. So I just would appeal to any parent whose child, whose student has not got a place on the school bus to immediately go online and apply through that portal. Hopefully we will find a solution for every parent as soon as possible. And then the government will be looking at the issue of 50% capacity, which means we need more buses and drivers hired across Donegal.
And just returning to one of our main stories today, the Northern Ireland Secretary admitted earlier that new planned Brexit legislation does break international law. The British government says it's needed to ensure that Northern Ireland isn't treated differently to Britain in terms of access to the UK market. The Northern Ireland Secretary Brandon Lewis told MPs that's what was promised by the Conservative Party in the last general election in the UK. Theresa May asking questions in the House of Commons today as to how the British government can expect to be trusted internationally in the future. Well, Bobby McDonagh is a former Irish ambassador to the UK and EU, and a short time ago he described today's statement from Brandon Lewis as extraordinary.
That the UK would break international law is bad enough, but to admit that they're doing it is really quite extraordinary. The British government is sending out two contradictory messages. On the one hand, they're saying this is only a small little breach of the law, but on the other hand, they're clearly briefing the British tabloids that the entire withdrawal agreement is going to be rewritten in a way that suits the British government. But the key point, which shows how important it is that the head of the UK legal department, the Treasury department, the senior lawyer in the British system, has resigned.
Weather forecast. After a cloudy day, it will become wet again this evening, with winds mostly moderate southwesterly, fresh on coasts. The rain will develop in the west and cross the region overnight. A clearance will follow quickly, though, extending right across the region. It'll be mild and humid to begin with, but become fresher later, with lowest overnight temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees Celsius. Met Éireann tell us to expect moderate southwest winds, veering northwest, fresh to strong in coastal areas. It'll be fresher, clearer and drier tomorrow, with a few showers in the west, but otherwise it will be dry with some good sunshine and light winds. Highest temperatures tomorrow Wednesday of 14 to 17 degrees Celsius in a moderate west to northwest breeze. Main stories in brief this afternoon. A County Fermanagh construction firm has been returned for circuit court trial for alleged failure to ensure the health, welfare and safety of its employees at a construction site in Gwydor. It allegedly resulted in the death of one of the employees in 2018. Parents are responding to advice to get their children checked quickly if they're ill. There's been a surge in numbers of children being assessed for COVID-19, according to doctors. All pubs are now set to reopen on September 21st, despite warnings of fresh restrictions possibly being necessary in Dublin and Limerick. Cabinet ministers approved the move this morning. And an estimated 5,500 jobs are at risk in the hospitality sector in Donegal, according to latest figures from the Irish Hotels Federation. They say occupancy level in the border region is now 33%. We're back with news headlines at 6. Good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, the 8th of September. The death has occurred of Ken Keeney, St Mary's Park, Cockhill, Buncrana and Drumnacrosh, Glenties. His remains are reposing at Shovelin's funeral home, Sandfield Ardra, with removal at 6 o'clock this evening to St Connell's Church, Glenties, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow, Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, removal and funeral are private to family, neighbours and close friends. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at www.churchservices.tv.